It's the story of an unfortunate colored man who got busted in old Hong Kong. He got 20 years privilege taken away from him when he banged the old Buddha gong. Now he's playing the piano just to raise the price of a ticket to the land of the free. He says home is Frisco, where they send the rice, but really it's Tennessee.
That's why he said,
I need someone to love me, need somebody to carry me home to San Francisco and bury my body there. I need someone to lend me a $50 bill and then I'll leave Hong Kong far behind me for happiness once again. Someone believe I begin to see that bay again, but when I try to leave, sweet opium will let me fly away. I need someone to love me, need somebody to carry me home to San Francisco and bury my body there. Michael! someone to love me. Need somebody to carry me home to San Francisco and bury my body there. I need someone to lend me a $50 bill, and then I'll leave Hong Kong far behind me for happiness once again. For happiness, happiness once again.
CKUT 90.3 until 2 a.m. doing it to it like we're doing it.
topics, like, I mean, we're gonna...
For Larry Graham, no.
got a problem with your microphone, buddy? You get that stringed out?
I don't need that. We're getting a little...
Oh, it's coming through.
Research to what I really can.
Yeah.
I want to give you some, like, real good points and stuff to look up. Because, I mean, I just want to let people know this is just an introduction. I mean, with this ET technology video, I mean, just to give you an idea of what we're talking about taking it to. I mean, you got stuff. You got topics like Area 51. You got UFOs. Stuff like that that you can cover. Within a video like that,
we do on the radio too.
Be one video because for one, I mean, I probably would make it a 5-hour video if I had the time. And
I hope you do.
For one, because of my lifestyle, I do.
I wish you would.
So, like, you're gonna see me in different scenarios. And stuff.
The dude homeless. That's why.
I'm trying to make this come out like at a relatively rapid rate, if you will. So it's not gonna take long. Hopefully, the audio will come out correctly. We gotta do this. So I'm trying to keep that going. But pretty much it's going to be topics like, I mean, we're going to be talking about Area 51. We're going to be talking about Project Looking Glass and Project Blue Beam, the Dolphin Projects, Project Nude and stuff called. We're going to be going into like a lot of shit, man, that we could talk about. Because why am I doing this? Because it's very relevant to what's going on right now. Because
you're listening to 13 Signs Astrology in Atlanta, GA. The dude is free man on the land, living from place to place, but keeping it mellow. And this was recorded onto a cassette tape. This is not being played off no Comptar.
The war that's getting ready to break out that I was telling you about, it's a war going on in the future.
I know that!
And I was telling you guys about that in the one video I did, but I think it was a little bit too staticky. And you couldn't hear it.
I thought there wasn't enough.
There's a war going on in the future, right? So, and it started in our past, actually. So right now, it's currently a war going on. I'm sure most of you guys know that, I mean, it's kind of like a civil war going on, especially here in America, and it's going on all over. Like, you got these small civil wars. They're not being spoken about. But we all know the deal, but however, that's going to get a lot worse. Huge. These little small wars that's, like, kind of like, they're not, like, really linked together or, like, related from what we know. We're going to find out that these little small wars are being caused by the Illuminati, an elite group of people that want to cause war because of the fact that they want to go ahead and take the land. They want to first divide the clones, divide the humans, people that are legitimate and human, and then separate the machines.
Most people very machine-like these days, friend.
Eventually, they want to give the machines or the robots or the humans that look like they're human, but they're really straight up metal and just nothing but machines. Not neutronoids, but like robotoids mostly. More so. And like what they're going to do is pretty much they're going to put all of them into separate communities. And they're going to take the machines and make them the elite. The machines are going to be the elite. They're going to program them with the elite.
You already did that.
Technology that makes them supposedly mentally superior than any other group of beings here on this planet. They're going to be straight machines. However, they're going to be biological machines, meaning that you're not even talking about just metal parts. We're talking about blood and everything. I'm going to go into how they're going to do this. They already started doing it because they got these bugs out that are not bugs. They're actually superior parts. And they look like bugs, and they live inside of your skin. And they come into your skin through food, there's certain foods that you eat. And they take your blood, and your blood, they can turn your blood, take your blood and transport it to other computers, to other entities, to other animals. And they can pretty much transport your blood and take your blood and kind of like clone it in with other species. And that's kind of what they're doing or whatever. So I'm going to be going into stuff like that. And that's the type of technology we're talking about. So we talking about top flight shit here. I mean, this is something that a lot of people need to really look at because you could be tagged. I mean, I'm going to go into tags and what that is. You could be bugged. The Andromeda is that all this technology that they got about neutrinoids and insects, even though they're a highly sophisticated insect class, they still got duped by the reptilians because a lot of the technology that they was given was faulty and was meant to break down. And it's called this X technology that I'm going to go into. So they was dealing with this X technology, and it was given to them by these reptilians. And was fused into their insectual or their insect makeup. And this X technology was faulty on purpose. And it's a long story. I'm going to go into what happened. They had a war, and the reptilians faked their death, a few of them. It's a long story. I'm going to go into all that. They faked their death and what happened. And this shit is really a lot because, I mean, what happens is how I find out this information, I'm going to make this point, and I shut down. The way I get this information, essentially, is this. When you look at the world stage, like, first and foremost, I mean, of course, I get a lot of my information through channels, through psychic communications with higher beings. And what I do is that once I get this information, you look at the world stage and you start to see that what's going on in the deeper ET communities and stuff like that are all events that are still being played, that are being played out on the world stage. By that is that if you see something, say for instance, that goes on, like the situation that happened with George Bush, for instance, it's something about that that's still being played out in the ET where I could go into that. Like, I mean, of course we know he passed, but I'm talking about there's something still with his energy that's still being played out on this planet. It's like there's still stuff with Marcus Garvey's energy that's still being played out on this planet. There's a few people right now that are very from our past that were very prominent that are going to be very prominent in the future. So that's the type of stuff I'm going to go into. I'm going to go ahead and shut this video down.
You got to go into it. I can't wait.
With me on the last couple.
13 Cosmic Laws Astrology.
About how I do.
glad I made it, never incarnated, but we'll get it celebrated into a physical form, coming down on the earth to keep it warm. That's what I'm gonna do. Oh, mellow violet and light blue.
Reptilian technology that I've been kind of talking about and that I've been kind of addressing. And the cloning, it's important to understand this because this is really what kind of got us into this whole war, this global World War III that we're now experiencing. And the cloning is going to take us into World War IV, actually. Because what they're not telling you is that World War III, that's been the tip place. World War III, that started years ago. We're going into World War IV. See, World War III was about putting the mark of the beast in you. You know, putting the implants in you. And I'm going to definitely do an episode on tags and implants, as I was talking about, but I didn't go more into that. But that was World War III. Getting you into the technology, pretty much. Getting you to sell your soul to the technology to the point where you don't really know anything about being a human or what it is to really, like, be a human because, you know what I'm saying? Like, you done sold your soul to some form of freaking technology. So that's what World War III was about, is, like, really just getting you wrapped up into that and getting you to get caught up into that. So now we're going into World War IV. And I guess you could say the after effects of everything that happened in World War III is leading into another war, because the problem with it is knowledge and intellect. And that's how we got duped. However, our intellect and our knowledge is kind of like what's causing a form of like resistance, I guess you could say, like in the youngsters and the young people, those of us that are, you know, still, I guess you could say, of a youthful spirit, if you will. Like, even those people that may be a little bit older and mature, but they still have that youthful spirit. There's a resistance in the spirit and the energy of those particular individuals. And it's because of the fact that the knowledge and the intellect, because it's like, even though you may have been born in this world, and you was born into a world of clones and technology and neutronoids and alien species and things of that nature, you still have the connection with your ancestors.
No,
which
that's
is like
right.
A natural connection, even as a youth. And you know what it is, and you know you know what it is to experience the truth, is what I'm saying. So, and when you experience the truth, that kind of creates an alternate technology, or like an alternative technology.
That's what I've been running. And they don't like it behind the veil, but ain't nothing they can do about it. Cause I got the real deal juice, and I only tell the truth. You listening to music done by me, Tony E, on Space Plane Radio. Hot now!
That is a half-speed bass clarinet. Half-speed bass clarinet, you record it with a high-speed dubbing function on the tape recorder, then put it back on regular speed, you get the slowed-down shit.
What do you got, bass?
Telephone at the public library.
Just hearing the truth. So you start doing things based upon the truth that you're hearing. So this is like an alternative technology that you were born with as a youth. And most of the star seeds was born with it. However, at the same time, while we were being born, they were weaving in a new technology to kind of like, not just to suppress the truth, but to keep you, to basically keep you in a form of a mind control or a spell that you essentially are casting on yourself, a spell of belief.
Yeah.
just based upon you doing something over and over again, or like a spell of being in like a routine. So you was put into like a spell or like a routine based upon this energy or this spell that was cast on you by these higher beings from this intellect, this higher intellect that they have. And they started to use this intellect and they started to play chess with not just really us, our generation, but this started even back in the 1930s. I mean, because they've been cloning in the 30s. I'm going to the cloning now, but they've been cloning since like even the 1800s, actually. This started even as far back as then. And human beings decided to take on higher intellect. They wanted a higher knowledge. Like when you hear about the Garden of Eden story and the snake coming to the garden and offering Eve, first of all, some type of a fruit so that she would experience some type of a higher knowledge or like an everlasting life. And that's what these higher ETs did to your ancestors, to those that came before you, and they took it. To be honest with you, see, that's what people ain't gonna tell you. The elders took it and they just kept it a secret. Like frat orders and these like sororities and these like Masonic lodges and these different organizations and these temples, they kept it a secret, but they started taking on extraterrestrial or what you would call intellect or higher intellect so that they could experience a higher version of life, or which is really a technology. And they were doing this, and I'm gonna go into some of it, but it started with the melanin. Started with the melanin. See, a lot of people don't realize that even melanated people was taken, because there was a lot of melanated people that mixed their genes back in, you know, in the so-called slavery days, right? And they mixed their genes. So they was coming, and their children was coming out light-skinned, and their children was learning about the superiority of blackness. What they weren't telling you is that they were selling melanin, even melatonin pills and stuff like that, like even back in the day, like even back then they were selling this stuff, and it was like a higher technology, and they started taking this stuff, right? And this is a higher technology, and they begin to experience higher versions of sexuality. Basically, what you would experience as being like a dominant melanated being, they begin to experience these things from taking extracts of melanin, not knowing the sources of where this melanin was coming from, right? So they having babies, they out here having babies. This is cloning. They are actually hybrids, is what they are. I'm going to go into hybrids and all of that on the next episode, but I got to shut down. So I might just cut it out, like cut y'all off and jump back in on the next episode and just go back in, you know, just go into the next topic, because I only have a certain amount of time, and that time is just about to end. But so. cut you off, I'll come back in. But so they had hybrids, you know what I'm saying? They were hybrids going out and seeding, populating the earth, doing the experiments that the Anunnaki, they said, and let us seed the earth. See, these experiments, they're not telling you, is that are being played out. The Anunnaki played out there, or was taught us, taught humanoids these different higher truths and things of that nature, taught them how to play these things out through different sacred and occult orders. However, they kept certain things a secret. And this is when you get into what's called the X Factor, and I'll address that in part two of the cloning. So I'm just going into the introduction of the cloning right now. This is just the intro. I'm gonna go into the X Factor. So yeah, I mean, I'm talking about taking on cloned body parts when they getting old, and say for instance they was getting cancer and they don't want to die, so they go to the doctor, right? And the doctor gives them a heart, or gives them some type of an organ, and gives them the history of where this organ come from, and they don't tell their family that basically, really, essentially, they're now a clone because they're not taking on an extraterrestrial body part that's not indigenous to their body and taking it in. They don't know where it really came from. The doctor's giving them an explanation, not telling them really this came from extraterrestrial mind. So this is the technology that we started to sell our soul to, and it now is going into these phones, and I'm going to go into that. It's going to get deep. Like, these segments will get deep. But that's how it started out back in the day with our parents. So in those projects or whatever, with the DNA and all of that type of stuff, it started back then with the DNA projects and things of that nature, and they began to take on ET parts. They began to take on what's called the X Factor, and it got deep. And it was like I started out as a higher intellect that came from astrology, the zodiac, and the stars, and they ran with it, and they took it and ran with it. And it was like into the hippie circles and all that stuff our parents was into back in the day and stuff like that. It was into the 70s and the, you know, and all the different go-go and the disco type of era. They was learning this stuff from higher beings, not even knowing it. They was just passing it down through the music and through different cult orders, not knowing that it was booby traps. And it was side effects that would come in that was based on the Philadelphia experiment too, which links into this. I'm going to tie all of this in. With side effects that would come in every 10 years. So it started in like 1893, and it was going to be side effects every 10 years. So we sold our soul to the technology and to the cloning, and they tricked us. And now these tricks are causing, it's going to cause a World War IV. And that's what I'll go into on the next episode. And I'm going to come at you quick with these episodes, like I said. So I'm going to go ahead and shut down. My time ran out. I'm sorry.
I woke up this morning with the sundown shining in. I found my mind in a brown paper bag, but then I tripped on a cloud and fell 8 miles high. I tore my mind on a jagged sky. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, what condition my condition was in.
I pushed my soul in a deep dark hole and then I followed it in. I watched myself crawling out as I was crawling in. I got up so tight I couldn't unwind. I saw so much I broke my mind. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.